rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey!
And we got a jam-packed show again.
Of course. I always think, oh, it's probably not that much this week. It's like it just keeps adding and adding. And a lot of these were today announcements.
I know. So lots of new information. I feel like we have that every week. So we're going to jump in here.
But don't worry, we have a lot of old information, too. Just reminders of what's going on this weekend.
Right.
So, yeah, let's...
So it's not old information. It's just more relevant now.
I should have rephrased it. Yes, it's not older. It's just...
But it's
a refresher.
It's how you spin it. All about how you spin
right.
it. All right, so let's jump right in because we've got a lot to get through. Walt Disney World, Hollywood Studios.
Yes, so everyone has been awaiting Mickey's Runaway Railway,
mm-hmm.
the new ride, the only ride that features Mickey Mouse as his own ride. So Mickey Mouse is in, what is it, the Filler Magic?
Right.
But this is a ride for
right, that's
him
a,
and Minnie.
That's a movie where you sit. This is actual ride.
Right. And also it features Donald Duck, let's be honest. Filler Magic does.
Yeah, so it's not just Mickey and Minnie.
Right. So the sign got put up this week.
Ooh.
So it's right there in front of the Chinese theater.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put my thoughts out there. I don't love it. I don't love it right in the front of the Chinese theater. But it makes it look like a premiere, so I see how they
okay.
want that. But it's right on the Chinese theater. I'll probably grow to love it. But the ride opens March 4th, and just today they released that you can make FastPass reservations
Ooh.
For the ride.
Got to pull my phone out.
Yeah, she's got to go book it.
Go
so if you know
fast pass reservation.
When you are going to Disney, make sure that you're looking because not only is Mickey's Runaway Railway fast passes available, but so is Smuggler's Run, which is the original ride that opened with the Star Wars Land.
Right, right.
So they also moved around the tiers.
Oh.
So if you're familiar with Fast Pass or if you're not familiar with Fast Pass, with Walt Disney World, you book your Fast Passes in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a day of, but there's no guarantee you're going to get any of the bigger
right.
rides, the newer rides.
Right.
So with the tiers, so they make it that one person is not getting all the three new rides.
Right.
Right now, they change Hollywood Studios where the top tier, which you could only get one from the top tier, would be either Smuggler's Run, Mickey's Runaway Railway, or Slinky Dog.
Oh, Slinky
so you only
Dog.
Could pick one of those for
okay.
that one single visit.
Okay.
That not visit, but that one day. The next day, you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
And then for that day, let's say you pick Mickey's Runaway Railway. Like I said, you can't pick the other two, but you could pick two out of the second tier.
Okay.
Which is great still because
yes.
Hollywood Studios, that means Tower of Terror
mm-hmm.
and Rock and Roller Coaster got moved to the second tier. So if you're a thrill seeker, you'll love that because not only at one day you could get Slinky Dog, but you could also get Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster all in one day. So I see it as a good sign.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
Right. So I was nervous at the top tier
mm-hmm.
was going to be the three that I mentioned and
right.
Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster,
yeah.
but they moved those two down to the second tier. So that's some good news.
That is some good news. I'm literally trying to sign in and get a fast pass.
Yeah, it was crashing this morning, so
was
good
it?
Luck.
And it starts the 4th of March, right?
Yes, 4th of March, so you could start getting it that day. They're not doing a virtual queue like they did for Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom. So at Magic Kingdom, you might have seen a lot of people get engaged at Magic Kingdom, announce their pregnancies at Magic Kingdom, or just have a couple shoot. Like, people do this stuff all the time. Well, Disney's caught on to it.
Oh, really?
And,
I was wondering how long it was going
right?
to take them.
Right? And they have this new Disney Parks photo experience at Magic Kingdom. They
mm-hmm.
call it Capture Your Moment. And you could book a FastPass photographer for 20 minutes for $50. But they're devoted to you. You do the poses and they capture the moment right in front of the castle. Or you could do two sessions back to back for $100, 40 minutes. And you get to do two different places in front of the castle.
Oh.
So I think that's cute. If you're not trying to look, if you're trying to get photos done with mm-hmm. your family, mm-hmm. with your loved one, maybe by yourself, but you are nervous that you're taking up the line mm-hmm. in the fast pass line, this is a great option, I feel.
Yeah. If you're trying to do your engagement right, photos, you don't want to be rushed.
And you don't want to hire an outside photographer. Right. This is a good option.
By the way, it's crashed.
It did crash.
Yep. I can't get on.
So maybe later today.
Yeah. But that's really awesome.
Right.
I was wondering how long it was going to take them to figure that out.
And they said that you could book them. Let's say if all those people out there that want to get engaged, mm-hmm. you could sign up and get one to take your photos when your significant other's not looking. So it's
so they're like incognito. Yeah. Oh, they're like in a bush somewhere in right. one of the topiaries, like right. snapping pictures. Aw. Mm-hmm.
But you better be within the 20 minutes. I'm kidding.
Yeah, right? Don't chicken out. Don't start it at 21 minutes because they won't have photos. Epcot, Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Yes, the new restaurant that's going to the American Adventure Pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Speculation?
Yeah, there's speculation that it might be opening this Sunday.
So like a soft open. Like surprise, they're opening.
Oh, yeah, they would say, yeah, surprise, it's open. Because it's not Space 220.
Right.
The big restaurant where it's like you're going up into space. It's something like that.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah, you're supposed to be going up into space.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so we'll sidetrack for a moment. So it's still Epcot. At 220, at Space 220, which is going to be next to Mission Space.
Right.
They're going to have a restaurant that you're in space. And you start out the dining experience by getting into an elevator that's bringing you up into space.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think it's like almost like a round-ish
restaurant?
Inside the elevator. And you're like looking down and you're like leaving Earth.
Oh, cool. Oh, we got to go there.
Yeah, I want to go so bad, but they haven't announced when that's opening yet.
Okay.
But I want to make that reservation like as soon as possible.
Yeah, add one onto it.
Right.
So Regal Eagle's just a quick service counter.
Yeah, yep. So it's very similar to what was there before. It's just more of a barbecue.
Mm, style hence now. The smokehouse.
Right, and it's Muppets themed.
It is?
It is. Sam Eagle is the mascot.
No.
So okay. I'm very excited too, because I'll be there this Sunday. And when I saw this, I was like, do you want to go? I'm going with some cousins of mine.
We'll talk after the podcast.
So I'll be there Sunday and it opens. So the reason, we don't know if it's opening. Let me backtrack a little.
Speculation,
because I've been keeping an eye on the opening of this and on Google.
Mm-hmm.
It shows closed all the other days,
mm.
but just this Sunday, it popped up the hours. It showed it opens at 11:30 a.m. and closed at 8:30 p.m.
Which would make sense.
We're like, ooh, so does this mean that that's opening?
We'll have to wait and see. I can't wait.
Hopefully. I really want to see it.
Disney Springs.
Yes. So there's a restaurant bar that I feel like it's taken a long time for this to open, but underneath the NBA experience.
Okay.
There is a restaurant / bar that was, they announced, but it hadn't opened up yet. But mm-hmm. finally today, the restaurant is open. And I know my fiance, I told him this morning. I said, did you know that they have 90 varieties of beer on tap?
Oh my goodness.
Dominic's like, that's my haven. I'm like, you can't obviously drink all of them at once.
No, but you can try.
But it also entices you to come back.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's an American food restaurant. So like burgers, wings,
nice.
Fries, all that fun stuff.
And driving up I-4, Universal Mardi Gras continues this weekend. Carol G on Saturday at 8:30.
Yes. Yeah,
so February 8th.
Like we said, it's included with your park admission.
Right.
So if you want to see the artists that are performing, why not?
Yeah. And then the parade on February 7th, it's at 6. February 8th at 7:45. 9th through 10th, 12th through 14th at 6:15. And February 11th at 5:15. And then we talked about this, I think, last week, but the new Carnival Around the Universe tasting tent in the French Quarter. Week 1 and 2, February 1st through the 15th, will feature cuisine from Trinidad and Tobago.
Ooh.
So if you want to check that out, that's a new little thing. And we talked more about that last week on the episode, so if you want to listen back to that,
go back. Oh, so yummy.
Busch Gardens Tampa Food and Wine Festival, February 29th through April 26th. New dishes. Oh my gosh, we are so hungry. I am so hungry. But before we started recording, Michaela goes, I'm like hangry right now. And I'm like, I have fruit in my office. Do you want something? I'm hungry too. So, and now we're all we're doing is talking about food.
Food, food, food.
Anyway, new dishes. Arroz con pollo.
Yes.
Yes.
Pork belly taco
with kimchi slaw. Yes. and pork tenderloin with champagne watercress sauce. And then this year's cocktails, Falcon's Fury Lemon Drop, Tigress Tea, and the Iron Gwazi Gimlet, because the Iron Gwazi is getting ready to open soon. And then the musical acts. Shall we go down the list?
Yeah, let's see. Let's tell some people what they want to hear.
All right, so we've got Collective Soul, the Commodores.
Ooh.
Chase Bryant and Daniel Bradbury, they're playing the same day. They're playing together.
Together, that's right.
March 7th. Rachel Platten, March 8th. She's fantastic in concert. Ezra Ray Hart, then Three Dog Night, Low Cash, if you
know
them.
The day before my birthday.
Ooh, March 21st.
And on my birthday.
And on her birthday, Fits in the Tantrums.
What?
It's like they're coming here to play a birthday show for you.
Both of them.
Home Free, then Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, I love Taking Back Sunday.
Third Eye Blind. Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's going to be a good one.
Fun, yeah.
38 Special. And then on April 12th, Micah Tyler and Austin French. Lee Bryce on April 18th and Clint Black on the 19th, so big country weekend. El Gran Combo on April 25th and Toad the Wet Sprocket and the Verve Pipe on April 26th to round it out.
So there's a big variety.
Pretty strong lineup and a lot of different variety. I was really hoping for a Gavin DeGraw night, but I guess I just have to go to Universal
for
that. Yeah,
it's a Universal only. Sorry.
But I'm just looking at the photo right now. Ezra Ray Hart. I'm looking at the photo. It's super group with Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
Yes.
Kevin Griffin of Better Than Ezra and Emerson Hart of Tonic. So if you're a band of any one of those three bands, or maybe all of them.
It's just so funny how they have them all combined in
I know.
Name.
I was like, Ezra Ray Hart, what?
But those faces look familiar.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that's Mark McGrath. So that's who that is. So that show is on March 14th. And that concert begins at 7 o'clock. So if you go to bushgardens.com and look at the Food and Wine Festival and Tampa Bay concert list, you can find all of that information there. And they also have upgrades available, too.
And lots of beer.
Lots of beer, lots of food. Gosh, that pork belly taco with kimchi slaw sounds amazing.
It does sound really good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
SeaWorld Orlando Seven Seas Food Festival, weekends only. It's returning this weekend, starting this weekend through May 5th, and now includes Fridays. Performances Saturdays and Sundays at 6 p.m. Excuse me. And this weekend, February 8th, Maddie and Tay. I love those girls. They're a country act. If you don't know who they are, they're so good. And
they're
then
really good.
February 9th, Trace Atkins, who's also amazing.
Yes.
Hillbilly Bone with Blake Shelton, so good. He's so good. And he's very tall.
Country weekend this weekend.
Yeah. And then the BOGO ticket deal. Michaela, why don't you tell us about that?
There's a BOGO ticket deal, which I was like, I called up my fiance immediately and was like, we should definitely do this because it doesn't just include SeaWorld.
What?
So you buy a single day ticket to SeaWorld Orlando and you get a second ticket to another park in the Busch family, in the SeaWorld family, for free. So that includes Aquatica, Busch Gardens, Tampa, or Adventure Island.
Wow.
Or you could go back to SeaWorld.
Oh, wow. That's
okay?
Cool.
And the gimmick here is you could purchase it until February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
The first ticket must be used within 6 months of purchasing. And then the second ticket must be used within 14 days of using the first original ticket to SeaWorld.
So you basically have 6 months and 2 weeks from purchase to use the stuff,
Go to two parks.
Yeah. Yep. So say you use the first ticket on March 4th. you have 2 weeks from there to use the second ticket.
Absolutely.
Cool. Very cool.
Isn't that fun? So then you could go to both
Busch Gardens Tampa Bay for food and wine.
Yes.
And you could go to SeaWorld Orlando for Seven Seas Food
Reading
Festival.
Reading my mind.
It's about food. That's why. It's about food.
And about great acts coming out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Make that. Look at the two schedules. See when you, you know, maybe you want to hit both. That's really cool that they're doing that. Legoland Florida, Lego Ninjago Days. Last weekend to attend. This weekend. It runs Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Like I said, February 8th and 9th.
Ninyoga.
Ninyoga. Has anybody gone? If you've gone to Ninyoga, can you email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com? I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about your experience.
So, so that's Legoland. Now, let's get into this. All it says on our outline is monorail bar hopping.
Yes, because
I know you were.
I did.
You were at the park this past weekend, too,
I
right?
I was. So it was a later day at the park for me this past weekend. We ended up, we were going to go to Epcot, but we're like, you know what? We want to do the original Magic Kingdom. We just want to do Magic Kingdom.
I love the original Magic Kingdom.
We just went, we walked around. Mm-hmm. We rode Jungle Cruise.
Which
we
is so corny.
Space Mountain. That's it. That's yeah. the two rides we rode because we got fast passes for them. Day of.
Oh, got lucky.
Space Mountain. You just got to keep clicking and refreshing.
Refreshes
I'm,
your
I'm sure
friend.
You'll find something fun. But yeah, so we just went and we just walked around, had a good time. And then we're like, you know what? Let's go to the new Enchanted Rose.
Oh, yes.
Bar.
At the Grand Floridian.
Yes. Yeah, so we decided... Good idea and bad idea because we rode the monorail, the resort monorail, but we rode it all the way around and we stopped at every single spot that you could stop on to get to the Enchanted Rose. But it was worth it.
You could have stopped at a bar in each of those restaurants if you wanted to.
But that's what we ended up doing.
Oh!
So that's what we ended up doing. So now, rookie mistake, but as a as a someone who... loves the California Grill at the Contemporary.
Which I still haven't been to.
I suggest, if you don't want to pay for that whole big meal,
right,
go up there at an early hour around, I say before sunset, snag a spot.
At the bar?
At the bar. Mm. Well, they have a seating area, not just at the bar for California Grill. They have seating areas closer to the windows.
Okay.
And you could still take part in going outside and watching the fireworks.
Fun.
So I suggest starting there. But we wanted to try something new. We wanted to try the Enchanted Rose. And it already had been past the fireworks time.
Mm.
So we went there. And man, is it elegant.
It is very fancy.
Oh, it feels fancy without it having like the bar, the restaurant aspect of it.
Right.
It was just the bar. They have light hors d'oeuvres that you could purchase. But we just stuck to drinks. I had the Amore drink, and it was like a peachy vodka.
Ooh.
And Dominic had a champagne. I don't remember the name of the champagne, but it was very nice and refreshing, but it was very, very strong.
Oh.
Because it was mixed with an alcohol. I'm not sure the alcohol, but just look over the menu, and you could always go on the My Disney Experience app and check out menus before you get there.
Yep, because I do that all the time.
You don't want to grab a spot and say, let me look over the menu and not like anything on the menu.
Yeah. I always look at the menu before we go
somewhere. Yes. Always look over the menu.
Yeah.
The prices are on there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be surprised when you get there.
Yeah.
That caviar is $95.
Well,
we didn't buy anything, but it is caviar. But I was like
caviar?
Whoa. That's
do
out
you
of
like
my,
caviar?
I've never had it and I don't
I don't plan
to.
On having $95 fish eggs.
No.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
But if you like it, they have it there.
Okay. I'm good. Thanks. I'm not going to Disney to have caviar.
No. But let me tell you, if you're a local and you don't want to spend money at the parks, but you want to just have a nice experience, have a theme park view and have a nice dinner or drinks, those restaurants on the monorail track have, I think, the best waiters, bartenders,
service, all that.
Drinks.
Yeah. And you know what else we need to talk about? We need to talk about next week, Tables of Wonderland.
Ooh, I have never personally experienced it, but I've heard great things.
Yeah, I have a friend who has it, and I've experienced it with her present, and it's pretty awesome.
Ooh.
So yeah, we're going to talk about that next week.
Look into these different things you could do. The monorail track, like I said, is one of my favorites because you should start at California Grill at the Contemporary. It's the all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a outside viewing area of the fireworks without that big crowd and that mess to get back to the monorails. So you could just go watch the fireworks if there's availability. And then you could go back to your little table and order flatbreads. And that's what I did, flatbreads and just a champagne. Like,
nice.
It was very, very good. I've done it before. I didn't do it with the whole bar hopping. But then next up on the monorail, the way that it goes, it would be the Polynesian.
Right.
And the Polynesian also has a viewing area for the fireworks if you really wanted to do that instead. They have inside Trader Sam's. I always get confused.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah. But Trader Sam's, like Jungle Cruise, the character in Jungle Cruise. And or if you have children, because you could only be 21 and up to go to Trader Sam's, or you go to the terrace area where it has the same exact menu.
Okay.
Just outside and a view of the castle.
Nice.
So that's my favorite. And then again, the next on the monorail would be the Grand Floridian.
Perfect.
Which you could stop at the new Enchanted Rose
bar
to end all the night.
Wow.
To end the night.
That's awesome. That sounds fun.
It is a lot of fun. Just have the budget for it.
Budget ahead.
Or just share drinks with your significant other, your friends, and you could try out different stuff on the menu without buying a lot.
That's really cool. And it's a cool way to do it without having to stay. Like, you don't have to stay in any of those hotels.
No.
You could be staying off property. You could be staying at one of the economy hotels, you know, but you could still go experience, like, all the service and all the food that those really beautiful, expensive hotels have to offer.
Absolutely. And if you are not a pass holder and you'd like, I don't want to pay for parking, you can, without it being the super busy times like Christmas, Thanksgiving, all that, you can go to like the contemporary parking lot and say, hey, we're going to California Grill to the bar area, and they'll let you in.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, if you have a reservation at one of those, they'll want to see your reservation on your My Disney app. But you know, if it's not super uber busy, sometimes they'll let you park.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
All right.
So
what's
fun.
Our theme park tip of the week? Which I think they pump this smell into the parks.
They do pump a lot of smells, and I'm sure this is one of them. The lovely popcorn.
It's such a good idea on the front end, but like, I don't know. It smells so good, but then you're like,
are you not
I'm still hungry.
Fan? Oh, you're still hungry.
Yeah.
I think it's a snack between.
A snack. Okay.
A snack
not
between
a meal.
Meals. So this popcorn refills. So you're thinking, oh, well, I don't want buttered popcorn throughout all my stay at Walt Disney World. It doesn't just have to be the buttered.
What?
I know. I didn't know about this until I went a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
well, 2 months ago.
I got to strap myself in
because
tip.
Because at Epcot, where the Epcot Experience is located now. Before you get to the World Showcase, so you're walking in Epcot, and it's on the left, right where the Perry's, like, World Traveler game that the kids and families could be a part of. Behind that Epcot Experience, they have popcorn there. It used to be in front of the Land Pavilion on the other side of Epcot, but there they have... I believe they have a buffalo blue popcorn.
No.
They have a sour cream and chive, and they have a cheddar. I'm not sure if they have added any more, but I know of those three. And with your popcorn bucket, you get refills for $2.
Okay, so the regular popcorn, like, say I'm on Main Street in Walt Disney or Magic Kingdom, and I want to buy a popcorn bucket.
Yes.
Is it free refills on the buttered popcorn?
No. It's the same price.
Oh,
and that's
so
why I love about it.
Yes. Every time you want to refill.
Okay. Right. So I still think it's a good deal because if you wanted the popcorn itself, it ranges between like $8 and $10. If you get the popcorn bucket, it's about $20-something depending on the bucket you get.
Right.
But if you're a popcorn fan, if you have a family.
If you're there for 4 days.
Right. I think it's worth it, especially since the cast members do not. Like, try to police things to try to make you feel like you can't get multiple refills at the same time because you're still paying for it. So one of the cast members that was refilling, so they, the people I was with got the Buffalo Blue popcorn mixed with the cheddar.
And
they fell in love with it. They were pretty much almost done with it by the time that we were at Frozen Ever After ride. So when we came back for another refill, they said, go get a bag. from the store, fill up your popcorn bucket with a $2 fill up. If you want to take it back to your room or if you have a big family, dump that popcorn bucket in the bag and just ask for another refill. It's $4 to refill it twice, and then you could share with your family and friends.
Okay. That's a good tip.
It is a good tip.
Now, question. Say I went this weekend and I bought a popcorn container.
Okay.
And I had it refilled a couple times. And then I came back to the parks in 2 weeks.
You can do it.
Wow.
I have popcorn buckets that I've had for years, and I still bring them back, and they're totally fine with it.
Can I get one of those?
You could borrow one, absolutely.
Can I borrow one next time I go to the park? Yeah, and then I just pay $10 or $2
a That's another tip right there. Yeah. If you know someone that's an avid Disney goer, and you're going, let's say, for the first time,
may I borrow your popcorn bucket, please?
My cousin's coming in from New York this week to go to Disney.
Yeah?
And she has a popcorn bucket of her own, but I texted her. I said, just a friendly reminder, pack your popcorn bucket because it is very useful and nice to have if you don't want to just buy a bunch of big meals and you want something to snack on during the day.
Smart. Love that tip. Thank you, Michaela. All right. That's it for this week. If you have anything you want us to talk about or anything that you want to bring up, hit us up at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Michaela, anything else before we wrap?
That's it. But I'm excited to see Tables in Wonderland and talk about that a little more next week.
We'll catch you on the next episode of Theme Parks and Rec. Thanks so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.